Some people enjoy tracing their family tree, and a few may even trace that tree back to the founding of the nation. And you may just be surprised to learn you have a cousin who was a pilgrim. We'll dig into that story on today's American Countryside, brought to you by Agricultural Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com. And by Shoup Ag Parts, they keep farms running. Visit shoupparts.com.
Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers offer greater efficiency and unsurpassed application flexibility, providing you a full line of crop nutrients that can be conveniently applied when and where you need them. So instead of applying tons or gallons of fertilizer your crop may not need, use Agriculture Liquid to optimize your yield potential and your investment. Better yields, better quality, better for your bottom line. That's responsible nutrient management. Visit agroliquid.com to find a dealer near you.
Your farm is your livelihood. How do you measure its value? Shoup Manufacturing knows that real value is measured by peace of mind. When you pay a fair price for a quality product and you have the confidence that it will endure, now that's value. Call 1-800-627-6137 to speak with someone at Shoup who understands the machinery you rely on. Or visit www.shoupparts.com. That's Shoup, S-H-O-U-P, keeping farms running since 1977.
In 1897, the General Society of Mayflower Descendants was formed. Members traced their lineage to one of the original men or women who landed in Plymouth aboard that famous ship. Today, the task of tracing the family tree is made easier because each of the ship's passengers has had their lineage traced to the fifth generation.
Therefore, if a person's doing research and can take his or her family line back to that fifth generation, then they've got all the rest of the work essentially done for them.
Walter Powell is the executive director of the society.
The original passengers, of course, there were 102. Half of them died that first winter. And we trace the lineage of more than 30 families, taking them forward in time, with the potential for millions of descendants.
There are over 28,000 people who have traced their lineage back to the Mayflower and are members of the society.
Well, we know from the evidence of membership applications that the largest number of our descendants have a connection to either John Howland and his wife, Elizabeth Tilley, or John Alden and his wife, Priscilla Mullins. So between the Howland-Tilley and Alden-Mullins connection, that makes up fully a quarter of our membership.
Many members are quite active and regularly meet.
Every 3 years, our organization meets in Plymouth. But all of our member societies, our 52 member societies, all 50 states, the district, and Canada, meet on their own, sometimes several times a year. And in addition to that, we have family societies.
Families descended from the Howlands or from the Bradfords may have their own meetings as well. Truly a family reunion of cousins, all related to someone who sailed on the Mayflower. Traveling the countryside in Plymouth, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McRae.